your storytelling means you can be very adaptive and flexible to open your schemes for them. And this kind of technology makes it possible without becoming fictitious or unreliable, etc. It makes it possible in a reliable way. That's the big difference.
And you know, the story, if these are the discontinuous matter and foils, and you just can print them. So you see, this is a photovoltaic foil. Just print them like newspapers. So, and you can do it with any physical parameter. You can bring them to any color, to any temperature, to any, hot and cold. You can have any kind of mechanics, so it's moving. So the speakers can be done, so acoustic phenomena can be imitated, or this was the story of the experiments of Sistermann, and so on. So it can have any physical parameters in this kind of matter, as printed matter. And this has two major impacts comparable to B. And these are two major existential impacts, which does not mean that there is nothing with B and so on, but existential is that it costs nothing. There's a development, you know it from Moore's Law, you know it from the flat TV screens, you know it from the DVD-ROMs, you know it from the hard disks and the capacities on the computers and so on. It's decreasing. You get more and more and more, more than you can imagine. So, not on data, on any physical quality, inclusive energy. More than you can imagine. So that for nothing, nearly nothing, like data. That's very important. And we can build up, if we have energy, if we have this kind of network, then we are able to produce and clean the water. We can have agriculture, even in areas which are desert or disastrous, and so on. It's just up to us to organize it as we want to have it. So it's just the, and we say the light is always on with this kind of technology. You have an incredible amount of energy without touching nature. It's just lying some cable there and some foils, nothing, not touching nature any longer, because nature is B, is a concept of B. And the only naturalistic thing is that the foil has some weight. Nothing more, and some matter, but it's not disturbed. It's not, you're not using this matter. It's just lying there in a certain pattern. You're not disturbing it. It's just lying around. And it's like thinking of a book as a 1 kilo artifact is a silly description. You have to understand the content to value the book and read that and so on. So the same with these kind of foils. It's silly to say, okay, this is 300 kilos of some organic material. No, it's not the problem. Of course, it's 1 kilo, but it's not the problem. The quality is that there is energy is coming out somehow, and nobody can see why. And we can build up our existence on C. We have the energy. We have all the logistics for that, and we can control all the physical parameters without touching nature. And that is for nothing. And therefore, it's an economic thing. Produce all the energy costs a lot here. And you see this struggle with Putin and so on. All the B stories. And this is another.
There will be a lot of troubles, of course, but this is another story. The problems we have here are not in here. We will not have, this is on scarcities and so on, territories and all these kind of things. We will have richness and abundance of these kind of things. We have to organize that. And people are not used to do that. It's very complicated to understand. And this has the potential of enormous conflicts.
Some properties. It's always shiny, it's always thin, it's always flat. I mean, that's a very much of a problem for architecture. I don't want to live in a room with walls like that. I'm just saying, for this illustration. It has to be something that fulfills all the criteria that I need. I would like that to be, to look like this column and to have those properties. That's what I'm interested in. Otherwise, it's just sort of foil.
Didn't you say the properties are not fixed, they can be changed?
Yeah, you see, this is, but of course it's a, and yeah, this is what people are making out of that.
And of course, commercials. And those are commercials.
Yeah, but this is what people are meeting with this possibility. And you see, it's pure energy, and it's energetic. It's not reflecting. That's interesting.
But of course, whether you can once achieve the illusion of the materiality of the color, I mean, it will be a display. Something different, but you can apply the materiality of a color differently if you don't have any structural needs to work with it. Then you can use it in an ornamental, in an actual way, the rendering sense, and you can use the materiality much more freely as well.
But these are the questions, how to manage that, but this is how people behave. And this obviously shows a very obvious direction, and people will behave I want to show you here. Hey. This, for example, this is really nice. This is the e-paper. You have it on the Kindle. These are the tiny balls. They are turned.
There's a visual electric grid on this direction and on this one. If you have this positive and this negative, then the balls are turning. This side, if you change the polarity, then the balls are turning on the side wrong. You see, this is a grid, you have a lot of balls. So,
and the effect is that you have this kind of paper, and it's nearly to the, very near to the usual thing. And here, for example, you have the first magazine. It's very impressive here. This has been in
October 2008. This has been a display like that, the cover of a magazine, and it's not blinking.
will books survive? See,
because of the sentimental level, because of the books.
The books.
We books survive.
Of course.
Because
we have stones, which are on A, and so on. And we live that, love that, and so on. And you see with Herzog-de-Meuron, to get C, you really have to work with A and B and get a certain construction to, of course, at the end. And the idea that everything are foils is somehow silly. No, it's not, and it's not a story of progress and so on. No, it's a shift in perspective. We still are humans, we have the same principal problems, but we get more, much more. We get more power, and culture will shift and turn, and our attitudes and so on. But it's not a success story, or a story of progress. So therefore I think it's very important
you see with all these kind of discussions that E hasn't forgot most of A. Yeah, the same would be with C. It would be disastrous if you forget B. And on the other hand, now we get some instruments to read. Like an archaeological view, we are able to find aspects of A. People have been intelligent as us 3, 4, 5 thousand years ago. We are able to reinvent, observe in an archaeological thing parts of A, which has been forgotten by B. But this is very important. If there's no central truth, there's nothing but what we, our culture has done to now. There's no other substance. We can't be sure with anything but with the things we've already done. The same with our species, yeah? And with nature. There is no other species than the ones which are actually there. And the same with our culture. And we have. This is the sediment of what we are able to work on. There's nothing else. This is the idea of B, is that there's a principal other thing, which enables us to follow and so on, find certain truths and so on. C says, no, there are only more or less prominent stories around. Therefore, we have to, this is a double articulation, to get the differences between the stories and work with it in a very objective and competitive way. So I think we can continue tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, shorten that. Depends. Huh?